following program is listener supported through Consider His Word Ministries.
Consider His Word. Consider His Word. Consider His Word.
From the heart of the Florida Everglades, this is the Consider His Word radio program. Today we want to encourage you to consider what God says in His Word, the Bible. I'm Pastor Arlen Payne, inviting you to join us as we open the Scripture together and consider His Word.
Consider His Word.
Welcome to Consider His Word, and welcome to 2024. I hope your new year is getting off to a great start. Today we're going to be in Luke chapter 21. I want to give you some things to think about for the new year. Now, these are not resolutions or things like that, just some things that Jesus said that I think are important and especially important for today. So won't you join us today as we open the Scripture and consider His Word. We want to remind you about our website at considerhisword.org. There are many things you'll find there, but we would especially like for you to go to the website, click on the link that says Contact Us. We would love to hear from you. And if you'll write to us, just send us an address where you're hearing the broadcast today. We'd love to send you one of our little prayer journals. Now, we've just had a bunch reprinted. We gave away so many last year, we had to get some new ones. So we're anxious to get these out to you. Now, there's no obligation. You don't need to send us any kind of a gift or anything. They're absolutely free. Just simply write to us at considerhisword.org. Click on the link that says Contact Us. Now, if you'd like, you can contact me directly at considerhisword.radio@gmail.com. Now, many people write to us, and this surprises me a little bit, but many write to us at our address. So you can send us a note or a letter at Consider His Word Ministries, 30290 Josie Billy Highway, Box 40, Clewiston, Florida, 33440. Let me give that to you one more time. Consider His Word Ministries, 30290 Josie Billy Highway, Box 40, Clewiston, Florida, 33440. We look forward to hearing from you. Now, I want to read from Luke chapter 21 and just a couple of verses, starting in verse 34. Now, these were some of the last words that Jesus spoke before He left this earth, before He was ascended, and before He was crucified. So He says in verse 34, this is Luke 21 now, verse 34, Jesus is speaking, and He said, "And take heed to yourselves, lest at any time your heart be overcharged with surfeiting and drunkenness and cares of this life, and so that day come upon you unawares. For as a snare shall it come on all them that dwell on the face of the whole earth. Watch ye therefore, and pray always that ye may be accounted worthy to escape all these things that shall come to pass, and to stand before the Son of Man. And in that day time He was teaching in a temple, and at night He went out and abode in the mount that is called the Mount of Olives. And all the people came early in the morning to Him in the temple to hear Him." Now keep in mind that these were some of the last words that Jesus spoke, not only to the disciples, but to the people. And He begins with the words, "Take heed to yourselves." To take heed literally means to pay attention. Now, the context of this is really the second coming, and Jesus is giving some warnings about things yet to come. And as He's telling us to prepare for the last days and for His second coming, He now says, "Now pay attention." You know, I'm sure at some point or another, you've been in a classroom or perhaps in a gathering where somebody begins to pound on the table and they say, "Pay attention. Listen to me. Listen up." Well, that's kind of what Jesus is doing here. He's trying to catch their attention because He has something very important to say. In fact, the words "take heed" literally mean to listen. to pay attention. And he particularly said to take heed to yourselves. Pay attention to yourself. Watch yourself. Don't worry about everybody else. Don't be paying attention to everybody else. This is very personal. And in many ways, you can think of it as a very personal message. When Jesus says, pay attention, listen. Now, there are several things that he mentions here. First of all, he says, take heed to yourself, lest at any time your hearts be overcharged with surfeiting. Now, notice he did not say surfing, okay? In our King James Bible, he uses the word surfeiting. Now, here's a word we don't use every day, a word that we're not very familiar with, a word that you probably have never used in a sentence. But let me explain to you what he's trying to say here. He said, take heed, lest at any time your heart should be overcharged with surfeiting. The word surfeiting here, think of it in the sense of overindulgence. Overindulgence. Now, while I think applied here in many ways to maybe a hangover or something like that, the implication is much further. And it's to pay attention to overdoing it. I'll tell you what, one of the things that we're just not used to, and one of the things that takes a lot of discipline, is to try to live in moderation, no matter what it is. I'm sure as we finished up with the holidays here, that you can probably, we're sitting around a table somewhere saying, oh, I ate too much. It happened to me last week. We went out to dinner with some of our kids, and I did. I ate too much. And Jesus said, now pay attention, lest your heart be overcharged with overindulgence by overdoing it. And I tell you what, one of my weaknesses this past year, and one of the things that I really enjoy, are these chocolate-covered pecans. I'm sure you've seen them. They're getting very expensive, and I really can't much afford them anymore. But, you know, I have to be careful because I'll say, well, I'll just have a couple. And before you know it, I've eaten the whole jar. And I have to be careful about doing too much, about moderation, and about overdoing it. And we can make this application to so many things, not just eating, but also sometimes in working. Sometimes we overdo it by working too much and working too hard. Sometimes it's overindulgence in chemicals, perhaps even in drinking, putting foreign substances into our bodies. This is one of the problems with drug addiction, and Jesus says, take heed that your heart be overcharged with overindulgence. What we ought to be doing is trying to please the Lord in everything. That in everything, moderation, whether it has to do with eating or working or whatever it is. And that takes some work. It takes some self-discipline. And 1 Corinthians 10:31, Paul wrote to the church at Corinth, therefore you eat, drink, or whatever you do, do all to the glory of God. Yeah, it's not about pleasing ourselves. It's about bringing glory to God and saying to our body, that's enough. And here Jesus is giving this warning. Don't be overcharged with overindulgence. The second thing he says is with drunkenness. You know, the very scripture is very clear. Ephesians 5:18, be not drunk with wine, wherein is excess, but be filled with the Spirit. Proverbs 21, wine is a mocker and strong drink is raging, and whosoever is deceived thereby is not wise. And really, this whole idea of drunkenness is an extension of being overcome, overcharged with overindulgence. Now, the third thing I want you to notice that he says is that he said to take heed lest your hearts be overcharged with the cares of this life. Well, that's a tough one, isn't it? Sometimes we are overwhelmed with the cares of this life, and really, I think we ought to plug in here the whole idea of worry. we worry so much. Sometimes we're overwhelmed by taking care of this life, just taking care of ourselves and providing for our families, worrying about our kids, just living day by day. What we need to do is take every day and give it to the Lord and serve the Lord. First, put Him first and just trust the Lord in everything. But He also says then that we ought to be praying about everything. You go down a little bit further in verse 36, He said, "Watch ye therefore and pray always that you may be counted worthy to escape these things." When we pray and we're wholly trusting the Lord, it takes care of worry and takes care of those cares of life. We just give it to Him every day and always. Now, let me put again a little bit of context here. He said, don't be so preoccupied with all of these things, with surfeiting, with drunkenness, with the cares of this life, so that you prepared for when He comes. Verse 35, for as a snare it shall come on all of them that dwell on the face of the whole earth. You see, He's talking about His second coming. And that's what we should be watching, is for when He comes again. That blessed hope. The Bible says He'll come as a thief in the night. As a snare, it's going to come. A snare would be like a trap. 1 Thessalonians 5:2, for yourselves know perfectly that the day of the Lord comes as a thief in the night. In the twinkling of an eye, Scripture tells us. He said, at a time when you think not. So we watch and we wait, and don't get so caught up with overindulgence, with drunkenness, overwhelmed with the cares of this life, and bring it to the Lord in prayer. Remember what Philippians said, be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God, and the peace of God that passes all understanding shall keep your hearts and minds through the Lord Jesus Christ. You know, I think of it this way. Don't worry about anything. Pray about everything. And I hope that this year that you will commit to a life of moderation and to a life of prayer, to a life of being in the Word of God. That's why we have this program, to consider His Word, and to commit to a life of putting the Lord first in everything. Pay attention now. Jesus said, take heed, pay attention. Don't overdo it. Pay attention to what you're putting in your body. Pay attention to worrying too much, and watch and pray always. That's what He said. Watch ye therefore and pray always, every day. Bring those cares of life, bring those burdens, and lay them down at His feet, and let Him give you the peace that passes all understanding. And in doing these things, I believe that you'll walk with the Lord, and you'll have a great, great new year. Pray for this ministry as we pray for you. God's giving us some new stations, and many of them are being introduced today. So pray for us too. God bless you.
Consider His Word.
Thanks for listening today. Like us on Facebook and visit our website at considerhisword.org. This is Pastor Arlen Payne saying, till next time, God bless you as you consider His Word. The preceding program was listener supported through Consider His Word Ministries.
Are you winning or losing in the game of life? Do you even know where to find the rules of the game? There are things you do that make life work and things that cause it to come apart. Tune in for Born to Win with Ronald L. Dart right here on WCNO 89.9 FM every Sunday morning at 7:00.